Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketholeno. Government has reiterated that the Indus Waters Treaty, IWT, remains in abeyance in response to Pakistan's continued sponsorship of cross-border terrorism. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, spokesperson of the Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, said India's position on the Indus Waters Treaty is consistent. He said Pakistan must credibly and irrevocably renounce its support for cross-border terrorism.
India's position on the Indus Waters Treaty is consistent. IWT stands in abeyance in response to Pakistan's continued cross-border terrorism. Pakistan must credibly and irrevocably abjure its support for cross-border terrorism.
Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal yesterday said that India is on track to achieve $1 trillion export targets for the year, with nearly 15% of the annual exports already recorded in the first quarter. He was addressing the Board of Trade meeting in New Delhi.
Our aim is to grow in the current year. We were $863 billion last year. We want to grow to $1 trillion export this year. And to reach $1 trillion, our goods export will have to increase from 440 to about 530, $90 billion increase. That is 17% growth in goods. Services will have to grow from 421 to about 470. That is how we'll reach a trillion.
Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo has congratulated Subedar H. Hokato Sema, AVSM, on becoming world number one in men's shot put F-57 in the latest World Para Athletics rankings. Taking to social media X, Mr. Ryo said, "This outstanding achievement makes Nagaland and the nation proud." Mr. Sema moved to the top of the rankings with fellow Indian athletes Rana Soman and Jewel Subham, placed second and third respectively. Sema became the first Paralympian to become conferred the Ativishya Seva Medal AVSM on June 29, 2026. He is also an Arjuna Award recipient and won the bronze medal in the men's shot put F-57 event at the 2024 Summer Paralympics. The Power Department has said that it is making all-out efforts to restore electricity after a thunderstorm damaged a power transformer at the 132/33/11 kV RESS Kohima yesterday afternoon, causing outages across Kohima district. It added that due to multiple failures such as power transformer, lines and associated elements under Kohima Transmission Division, power distribution under Kohima Electrical Division is affected. While alternate arrangements are being put in place, the department said temporary load restrictions and increased load shedding may be necessary during the interim period. It appealed public for cooperation until normal power supply is fully restored. The Eastern Nagaland People's Organization, ENPO, has rescheduled its proposed peaceful public rally from 7th to 10th July. The decision follows the ENPO Central Executive Council meeting and a joint meeting of tribal and frontal organizations held at Tuensang. It said simultaneous rallies will be held at all district headquarters across Eastern Nagaland to reaffirm public support for the Memorandum of Agreement, MOA, signed on 5th February and to press central and state governments for early implementation of Frontier Nagaland Territorial Authority. A pre-rally meeting will be held in Dimapur on 7 July, where MOA signatories will sign an undertaking. A dawn-to-dusk peaceful shutdown will be observed across Eastern Nagaland on 10th July. During the rally, a memorandum addressed to Prime Minister through respective deputy commissioners will be submitted. ENPO has urged all tribal councils for wide public participation. Ministry of Jal Shakti has launched the 7th National Water Awards on the Rashtriya Puraskar portal of Ministry of Home Affairs. All the applications can be sent through the online Rashtriya Puraskar portal www.awards.gov.in. Any state, district, urban local body, dam-owned agencies who has done good work in the field of water conservation and management is eligible to apply. Eligible organizations, entities, and applicants may visit the portal www.jalshakti.gov.in for further details. The last date to submit applications is 28th of the next month. And India Meteorological Department has forecast widespread light to moderate rain and thunderstorms accompanied by lightning at isolated places across Nagaland today. It has also predicted heavy rainfall likely at isolated locations within the state and several parts of the country amid red alerts issued by the agency. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.